News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
John, I will get to you actually about the, those proposed changes by the government around things like citizenship. But can I first of all ask you about this report that Duras has brought out that shows that, firstly, I suppose accommodation provided for Ukrainians is less than adequate, but also it's really inconsistent across the country.
Yes, good morning. We conducted a survey earlier this year. It was close to 1,000 people. First thing to say is that we discovered that there are many centres across the country that are well run, where residents are extremely well looked after. They're happy. But we also found that a lot of what has been found, I'd have to say, in direct provision centres in numerous reports over the years was also the case in accommodation for Ukrainians. Things like overcrowding and lack of privacy, poor living conditions, poor engagement with staff and management, and even concerns over child welfare and protection, and in some cases concerns in relation to gender-based violence.
Okay, so from what I can see of this report, about a third of accommodations provided, people who are staying within them rate them as poor or very poor. Is that the kind of stats? So two-thirds seem, you know, happy-ish, and one-third don't believe where they're staying is appropriate or adequate.
Indeed, yes. One in three rated the overall quality of their accommodation as poor or very poor. We also found that in many cases there is a lack of a complaints mechanism, so people cannot bring any grievances or issues that they might have to management or staff. People are often reluctant to complain as well. A lot of the concerns that were raised in our survey were also, I have to say, accompanied by an acknowledgement of gratitude to Ireland, to the Irish people for providing refuge. But ultimately, in a lot of the centres, there were issues that pointed towards poor governance, inadequate systems of management within the centre, so things like the lack of the complaints mechanism, poor risk management.
John, what would Duras like to see? I know you would like to see standards raised, obviously, but pragmatically, what would you like to see change?
Yes, so there are a few critical issues that we feel need to be addressed to improve the living conditions. The first one, really important one, is that the welfare of children is being compromised, it seems, due to insufficient safeguards, lack of facilities, absence of basic training and policies. And one of the key recommendations for us is that accommodation centres should be required to comply with the Children First Act. We also believe that providers should ensure that staff working in accommodation centres are suitably qualified and trained. In cases where children are present, they should also be guard vetted. And as you say, a set of standards is really important. These should be developed for the accommodation centres provided, with an expanded system of inspections. There are national standards in place for what are called permanent direct provision centres for IP applicants. HICWA are inspecting those centres, but those do not extend to the ones we were looking at in our survey.
Can I just ask you before I let you go, John, obviously we're hearing this morning that the Minister for Justice is looking at bringing in before the summer recess legislation that would allow the stripping of citizenship from some people who have been naturalised as citizens, migrants who have arrived here and become citizens under certain limited circumstances, which we would presume would be committing, you know, a serious crime or that kind of thing. Do you have a view on that happening?
Well, I would have thought that anyone who undermines the security of the state should be dealt with by the justice system and charged as appropriate. If someone obtains their citizenship by naturalisation, there are already circumstances in which it can be revoked, such as if they provide false or misleading information.
If they achieve citizenship through fraud.
So there are measures in place. Now, I understand these measures will be contained in an update that the Minister will bring to Cabinet on a range of immigration matters, including the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. And that's something we have concerns over many aspects of as well, particularly what are called the border procedures and accelerated procedures at border zones, which could result in detention or restriction of movement, for example, from people coming from countries with low recognition of refugee rates. So look, we will be keeping it close eye on government on this. There are issues that I think you used the phrase already, or your colleague did, that a bit of muscle flexing. We need to ensure that our migration systems and particularly our asylum processing systems are fair, that while applications are processed quickly, people need to have access to legal supports, access to interpreters. And right now, that's extremely difficult, impossible, I would say, for people that are currently left on the streets.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, John. That is John Lannan there, the CEO of...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.